We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking with K-State Research and Extension, and we have a 4-H agent, John Jobe, joining us in the studio. John, good to have you here.
Happy to be here.
We've got a lot to get to here. As I understand, today we're going to talk about something called the CWF experience. You'll have to fill me in on this.
I won't use that acronym. Citizenship Washington Focus. You know, the last few times I have been on air with you guys, I feel like I've been plugging this this garage sale event, which is just took place last week, and I feel like the citizens of Riley County and surrounding counties have really supported us these last couple years on these garage sale endeavors. But I've never really gone into detail about what is this garage sale for. What we are doing are raising funds for what is called Citizenship Washington Focus, which is an experience for both Riley and Muncie County 4-H'ers that are high school aged. They are headed to D.C. this summer in June for a week-long experience that's hosted through the National 4-H Center in Chevy Chase. So, you know, these garage sale events that we've done this past year and a half are just putting together the money needed to charter a bus out of Manhattan here and get us to D.C. with some experiences on the way, which I'll get to here in a second. So to talk a little bit about what this experience looks like for those high school age students that are engaged is, you know, starting back a year ago, they make a commitment that says, this is something I want to be a part of. I'll put in all the work and effort needed, including the fundraising, to get us to Washington. So we start as a group to kind of develop bonds. You know, these are students who are from all over our area, so they may or may not go to school together. Start developing bonds. We start working on putting together action plans, working with students on how to even go about putting together an action plan on an issue that is of interest to them, which is always interesting. You know, these action plans turned out everything from school lunch issues to, national issues around GMOs. And so that was kind of an interesting aspect in the early days, is what are these kids really interested in? From there, they are learning about D.C. We meet on a monthly basis where usually 4-H'ers are giving presentations on different monuments, memorials, historic D.C., if you will, talking about things they might encounter on the National Mall. And then here we are, kind of at our jumping off point. As mentioned, we will head to D.C. in June, so we are just kind of tying up some of those loose ends. We always are encouraging the students participating to kind of do their own research into some of the things that we may encounter while we're there. As I mentioned, we are chartering a bus out of Manhattan. So on the way to Washington, our students were able to kind of design what it is that they wanted to see, where they wanted to stop. And so what they came up with is, we will stop in St. Louis. We'll hit up the City Museum. For those of you who maybe been to St. Louis, if you haven't been to the City Museum, oh, wow.
That is a must-do.
It is a must-do. Brandon, I don't know if you've been there, but I've only been there once. And what I will say is don't go down any tiny little holes in the floor or get yourself stuck in a crevice somewhere, because it can happen rather easy. So anyways, City Museum, we'll bop on over to the Arch after that. For those students or those chaperones that are going as well that want to go up to the Arch, do an overnight. We'll head down to Mammoth Cave to have a cave experience. We'll go over to Gettysburg, which we did when we took this trip in 2016. I think that's a powerful experience for anybody who has not been to Gettysburg to see the site and to kind of learn about the history. One thing that we did not do on that 2016 trip that I think is going to be quite unique is we're going to stop in Annapolis this time. So we'll stop there. We'll get a tour of the Naval Academy and also do a harbor tour. And really from there, it's a hop, skip, and a jump. We head on over to Chevy Chase, which is where the National 4-H Center is, and that's where we'll be housed for the remainder of the week as kind of our base for going out and doing fun and exciting things around D.C.
Wow, what a fun trip. I kind of wish I was a high school senior.
We could probably sneak you on the bus. If you could take a few days off, we could get you in there.
Do a whole series on that. A new series.
That's right.
Say I'm working here.
That's right. Great.
What a fun trip here. And so there's even more once you get to DC.
Yeah, so you had asked me before we went live, is this more about engaging with politicians, or kind of what's the gist of what they're doing in DC? And the short answer is there's a little bit of engagement. We will meet with some state representatives while we're there. We're blessed to have some connections in DC, and those reps will give us a little bit of their time to talk about what it is they do, or maybe some of the issues that are hot right now in Washington. But a lot of what we do there has to do with our young people seeing DC in all of its glory. I think they will have the opportunity to see about every monument and memorial there, both day and night. If I can share one of the most powerful things that this agent saw when we went in 2016, and I think it was something our 4-H'ers remember, is we did a nighttime tour of the Pentagon 9/11 memorial. And going into that experience, obviously I was in high school during that time, and I remember the whole 9/11 experience. But what I didn't even consider is that many of those students we took in 2016 were either not born or they were just born, and so everything that they knew about, the 9/11 happenings and the incident at the Pentagon was either what they heard from their parents or what they had heard in the news. So it was very interesting to hear some of the questions that they had around that. Some of the other profound things that they will be able to see is we'll go to the Vietnam Memorial, we'll do the Korean World War II, we go to the MLK Memorial. They'll do the Iwo Jima. And then, of course, we'll go out and spend a full day on the National Mall. And that's really where they can go out in small groups and kind of experience whatever museum they want to go to. As you may know, there's so many different opportunities with the History and Space Museum. And I think there are some actually new museums down there. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, lots to see in DC.
Oh, man.
Let's take a quick
Yep.
time out. We'll come back more with John Jobe after this on In Focus. News Radio KMAN.